Hi, this is Mustafa Al-Zoghbi. In this video, we're going to talk about packaging Cordova apps to Google Store. We're going to start with the steps that you need to know to have a release and signed APK file, where you can take this APK file and upload it to the Google Store. Before we get started, this is my Twitter handle at Mustafa Al-Zoghbi, and my blog URL is mustafaalzoghbi.com. The first thing that we need to do here is to create a Cordova app project. So we're gonna go ahead and open Visual Studio 2015, and then we're gonna go ahead and create a new project for Cordova app. So we're gonna go ahead and click on the new project link. So under JavaScript templates, basically this is where you see the Apache Cordova app template. So we're gonna go ahead and click the blank app, Apache Cordova. Now we're gonna go ahead and we call it Publish App 01. And then we're gonna go ahead and click OK. So now Visual Studio 2015 is gonna go ahead and create a Cordova app in Visual Studio 2015. So if we open here, you're gonna see that the project has been created. You can just go ahead and just try to click on Publish just to make sure all the project with the dependency and files have been added with no problems. Usually the first time is the first is the longest time the Visual Studio takes to get all the files, binaries, NuGet packages, all the packages that's needed to basically build a Cordova app. We see here that the project has been built successfully. The first thing that you need to notice once you create a Cordova app in Visual Studio 2015, that you will see that the build is in debug using Android and using the emulator REPL. So since we need to sign this Cordova app before we publish it to the store, so the first thing that we need to do, we have to change the configuration from debug to release. That's very important. And then we have to change it from REPL to device. This is when actually the Visual Studio will build an APK file that we will use to upload to the store. But when you build in Visual Studio without creating a certificate or signing your APK file, the APK that's generated from Visual Studio is basically unsigned APK. So we're gonna see how to sign the APK file. But this step to change the mode from debug to release and basically select the device, this is when actually Visual Studio will generate an unsigned APK. So when we're gonna go ahead and click on build, the Visual Studio will go ahead and actually create an APK file for the debug. That's very important because now we're gonna go ahead and create a signature and certificate file that will be used to sign this APK file, which is the final output of the Cordova app. At the end of the day, we're gonna deploy a signed APK file to the store. So now we already have an unsigned APK file. We need to sign it using a certificate. And the certificate to create it, this file, we use a tool called Key Tool that's basically part of the JDK installation in your machine. So we're gonna go ahead and see how to find this tool in your machine. So to find the Key Tool, the tool that's being used to generate a certificate file that we're gonna use to sign your APK file, this is where you're gonna find it in your machine. So if you go to Tools, Options, when you scroll down all the way to the Cordova, Apache Cordova Tools, and if you just expand this node and then click on Environment Variable Overrides, you're gonna see that this is the path for your JDK installation. So I'm gonna go ahead, so let's have it side by side. So I'm gonna go my machine C, and then program files, and then we're gonna have Java, and then we're gonna have JDK 1.7, and then all the key tool is gonna be inside the pin folder. So this is how the whole idea behind going to this path is to find something called Key Tool. This is the tool we're gonna use to generate a certificate file to sign our APK. So once we got the path for the k2.exe, the first thing that we need to do, we need to open the command prompt as an administrator and navigate to this bin directory. So we're going to go ahead and click cd and then paste the path. So now basically we are in the same path of the k2.exe, and then we're going to go ahead and write the command to generate the certificate file that we need to use to sign the APK file. So here I'm going to paste the command that I already have in my clipboard. So we're using a key tool, and then we'll call it, let's say I'm calling it my test app.keystore. So this is the file that will be generated. And then I will call it my test app. And then we're going to keep everything as is, the key size, 2048-bit validity for 10 days. I'm going to go ahead and click and hit enter. We're going to enter the password. So we'll ask for your first and last name, your organization unit, let's say IT. I work for Microsoft. Your city, I live in Fairfax. State, Virginia. Two letter, VA. This is all correct. So what's going to happen now, that once you confirm that all this information that you enter is correct, once you hit enter, so the key tool will generate the actual key store file on the same bin directory. So we're going to go ahead and open the bin directory, refresh the file, refresh the folder. So we're going to see the My Test app has been created for us. So what we're going to do next, we're going to go ahead and copy this file to one of the directories in the Cordova app. And then we're going to basically update some of the information on one of the files that we need in the Cordova app project. So now basically in this window, we have two folders. The one on the left, basically where we have the key tool bin directory, where we generated the key store file, and on the right, basically the project folder. So I'm going to go ahead and copy the key store file. So I'm going to go ahead and copy it, control copy. And then on the right, I'm going to go ahead to the project folder that I need to sign the APK file for, and then I will go to this folder, the RAS folder. So I'm going to go ahead, RAS, which is the resources, and then I'm going to go ahead and click on native, and then I'm going to go to Android, and then I'm going to go ahead and paste this key store file. So this is the first thing that we need to do. The second thing is I need to open the and.properties file and edit some information in this file. So I'm going to go ahead and edit this file in Notepad++. So if you see here, the and.properties file has some information that we need to set. So here, the most important thing is the key store, which basically takes a full path, or basically a relative path for the key store file. So since I already copied in the on the same folder, so I'm just going to put the name of it. So it's going to be my test app dot key store. So I just want to match it, my test app dot key store. And then the alias, which basically the alias for my app, which basically my test app. And then the password, you're going to put your password. So I think I wrote it. This is the alias, test app. So the most important things here, that Visual Studio doesn't do any validation for the information that you provided in the certificate file. So make sure that the alias, it's exactly what alias that you put in here. So for example, here I put a mytest app, so that's why I put the ls mytest app. And the password, it has to be the same password you entered for when you created the file. So you have to make sure Visual Studio doesn't do any validation. So you have to make sure that this information exactly matches what you have in the certificate. So once you are done putting all the information, you just need to save. You know, and once you save and we're gonna build, what's gonna happen, Visual Studio will create a signed APK file for our project. So the last step basically is to build the project once you provided all the information in the Android properties file. So once you right click and build the project, Visual Studio will create a signed APK file for you where you can take this APK and basically distribute it or basically deploy it to the Google store. So to find out the generated file, so we're gonna go ahead to the project folder. So we're gonna go to pen, Android, and under the release, because we're gonna distribute this file and it's signed already. So we're gonna go ahead and sign, and you will see that the release signed file is ready for you. And this is the file that you need to take and upload it to the store. So I would like also to share one of the important tips before you take this APK file and upload it to Google store, is to go ahead and double click on the configured XML file and check the package name. So the package name on the Google store has to be unique, and therefore you have to give a package unique name for your app. So for example, you have to call it My Test, for example, whatever unique name you would like to give to your app. You have to make sure that this package name is unique. Otherwise, when you take the APK and you upload it to the Google store, it will tell you that there is already other application already exists with this package name. So the package name in the Google store has to be unique, and therefore you have to make sure that you rename the package name that Visual Studio gives you out of the box when you create the Cordova app. So make sure to give a package name, and make sure once you change this package, you have to make sure you save the file, and then you have to go ahead and make sure that you have a new build. And therefore, this means that you already renamed the package that's being created, you know, and therefore when you upload the APK, you won't have this problem because you already given a unique name for your package. Before we wrap up this video, I would like to share some resources. One of the MSDN resources is Packaging Cordova Apps. This article goes step by step on packaging different iOS and Android applications, but it doesn't have all the details that we cover in the video. But that's basically like a high level overview about how to package, what's needed to package Cordova apps to the prospective stores. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, feel free to send me a message through my blog, mustafaalzaghbi.com, or send me a message through my Twitter handle @mustafaalzaghbi. Thank you.